It's one of those weeks, Monday, Friday, Saturday. Wow, you're going to sleep well on Sunday, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Yeah, busy week, you know. Mother Nature wasn't real kind to us a week ago, but now, you know, had some pretty decent weather. Monday we went, had the hanger, had a really nice meet, had some nice marks. You know, and then we went again yesterday to Broken Bow. And now today going to Cambridge for some JV guys. So, you know, a busy week, but that's just that part of track season. You know, had some really nice marks throughout the week. Had some really nice marks yesterday. Josiah, you know, we put him in back in the half. He ran the half at the indoor, ran 2:06 at the indoor. Yesterday ran a 1:59 and a little change. So pretty nice to see that for him. Osney ran a nice set of 300 yesterday. Davian, I thought, ran a really nice set of 300s and 110s. Osney just had some struggles in the 110s yesterday, but better to have them yesterday than district day. So, you know, it's just that time of year that we're just a busy team getting some meets under our belts.
Josiah's 159, is that a top 10 or close to it?
You know, I didn't look to see what his other time was, but he's run 159 prior. Last year he ran 159 also. I just can't remember what the exact, you know, tenths and hundredths were, but you know, he has ran 159 prior, although yesterday he looked really strong in that, and he said he felt really strong. He thought he could have ran considerably faster, so that's always exciting, knowing that he's you know, feels like he can go even faster. So it's just a matter of time before that occurs. You know, we're over a month away yet, or right at a month away from the state meet. So, you know, we're just still working on getting kids where we kind of want them to be. And, you know, I thought our relays yesterday ran really well. Both our short relay and our mile relay ran really well. The 4x8's coming along a little bit. You know, we're still looking for, you know, those guys that we think can run that. It's just a work in progress. Got a lot of young guys running the distances currently, so we're not scoring as many points as we have, but we're working to get better. So that's what we're doing. You know, I thought short relay ran really well yesterday. Ran in the 44s, low 44s yesterday, and then our mile relay, you know, ran 3:30 yesterday. So, you know, you think of the Broken Bow Invitational, and you're running 3:30 when we wound up third yesterday. It's just, that's pretty crazy. There's, you know, Minden runs a 3:25, and Gothenburg was just ahead of us, probably a 3:29. You know, those are really fast times for this time of year.
You ran a freshman, Creighton Uristi, on that short relay. Is that right?
That is correct. You know, Creighton, he's coming along. You know, he's kind of a track guy. You know, he's a long jumper, triple jumper sprinter. You know, he triple jumped yesterday in the 38s. You know, he has some very good skills, and, you know, he's a battler, and he battled through a 4x4 yesterday. He's ran that one other time for us. And, you know, he's ran that, I think, three times this year. Once was the indoor, or not at the indoor, but he has ran it a few times. I think he ran a quarter at the Aurora meet, and then he ran a quarter at home for us, and then we ran him yesterday because he just currently has one of our better splits. And, you know, we're just kind of looking and getting some guys into some places that we think they fit. You know, we'll run you if you run a great split, you know, regardless of whether you're a freshman or a senior. So we're always looking for the best four that we think are going to do, you know, the job that we think we would like to see, I guess.
I know you ran Miles and Oliver. Kind of, they don't run too many in the 100, but you put them in the 100. Did well yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we like to give those guys the opportunity. You know, like, see how they're doing, and variety is the spice of life. You know, so a little different things once in a while, or, you know, keeps things interesting. You know, you got to have a little fun. You know, track and field should be a fun sport. It's a lot of work. So if we can mix in a little fun for those guys, you know, that keeps them a little happier, and it keeps them excited about the sport and you know, working hard. So it's always nice to add a little variety for them.
Yeah, your field event, guys, boy, you ain't a kid. You touched on it earlier. You got a lot of youngins, freshmen, sophomores in some of those field events, don't you?
Yeah, we do have a lot of young guys. You know, our throwers are young, you know, or inexperienced guys that just haven't, you know, been out in the field throwing a lot. They're coming along, though. You know, Idos Klein's coming along. Gabe Gans is coming along. Grady Lentz is coming along. You know, he's throwing them. You know, I think their PRs are, you know, Grady thinks is 121 feet in the discus, and I think Gabe is very close to that also. And they threw in the 40s yesterday, 41s, high 41s yesterday in the shot. So they're coming along. They're still young guys or inexperienced. You know, Gabe being a senior, really it's his first year out for high school track. You know, he's been – the young man's had lots of injuries over the years, and it's just nice to see him out competing again. And I think he feels pretty good about that as well. You know, so we're pretty young on that spectrum. So it's just a work in progress. You know, in the throws, you really have to be a man most of the time to be pretty good at that event. You know, but it's just a work in progress.
Speaking of your varsity, next action, Dutchess Orin coming up, Gothenburg next Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we're going to see a lot of the same teams that we've seen. You know, we'll see Cozad again. We'll see. You know, Aurora comes down to that again. They're a good team. You know, Gothenburg, of course, has a good team. Sydney will be there. You know, so there's going to be some very talented people there. You know, so if you're looking for a great track meet to come and watch, you know, the Gothenburg Invitational next Thursday will be a very good one.
How about the Haymakers this year? They've kind of haven't been there at the top for a couple of years, but they've got apparently some seniors, some junior seniors, sprinters, the Irish kid, the Vaulter. They've got things going now, don't they?
Yeah, you know, we knew that was coming for them. You know, you could see that a year ago that they had some kids that were going to be pretty talented individuals, and they've got jumpers, they've got sprinters, the vaulters, so and throwers. You know, they have a very good team, which is, you know, it's nice for them. But you could really see that coming. You know, they have the Snyder boy runs the 100 and the 200, and Irish also runs 100, but he's a very good vaulter. You know, he's a 16-foot vaulter for the year. So, you know, they're a very good team. We'll have to deal with them, you know. And, you know, I get to see Chase County today down in Cambridge. You know, they also are a very good team. So, you know, they have kids scattered across events quite well as well. So it's going to be exciting to watch.
I know you and I are both athletic.net junkies. We're on it 23 of the 24 hours during the day, and I tell you, Class B boys, would you say that, boy, the marks and the times at this time of the season, mid-April, are just off the charts, aren't they?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, I was burning up my phone yesterday looking at a few things on there. You know, athletic.net is a great thing. And when you use Athletic Live, like, so yesterday, you know, we set a mark, you know, running whatever it might have been, like Josiah's 159, you know, and we had live results yesterday. So then as soon as those live results are posted, well, then they go, you know, they instantly hit the Nebraska charts. So, hey, where's he at? You know, so we were looking to see kind of where he was at. You know, I think right now he's top five or six and a half. There's some very good marks. There was also some other marks set yesterday, some 155s. But the one that's most impressive to me right now is probably the mile and the 2 mile. You know, there was years, you know, that a 430 mile most of the time would win Class B. 430 mile now is 10th mm-hmm. in Class B. That is just absolutely crazy to me. And I also saw that yesterday that a young man from Hastings posted a 901 2 mile. That's just pretty amazing. You know, a 9 minute mile requires a 430 and a 430 back to back. So that's very impressive when you start hitting that 9 minute mark or very close to breaking nine, because he ran 901. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that Waverly, I think it was Waverly Invite, that was off the charts in the boys and girls side yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Waverly had a very big meet. You know, of course, that end of the state has some very good athletes currently in the sport of track and field, and it's just crazy. You know, last year at the state meet, you know, there was a lot of state meet records broken, and I see more coming this year. Just going to rewrite the books again. It's just going to be a pretty eventful spring at Burke Stadium, I hope. You can see some great marks.